He said, she said. Former ABC Chair Justin Milne and former Managing Director Michelle Guthrie have fronted a Senate inquiry and delivered conflicting versions of events that led to Ms Guthrie's sacking. Ms Guthrie has told the inquiry she was dismissed after raising concerns about Mr Milne's inappropriate behaviour and political interference into editorial issues. Mr Milne has denied any inappropriate behaviour and says everything to do with the MD's termination was checked by the board and he believed it was in the best interests of the ABC. Angus Randall has been following proceedings and he joins me now. Angus, before we get into what was said, it was a surprising way to start Michelle Guthrie's time in the chair. What happened?
Yes, Michelle Guthrie, before she started her official testimony, asked the media not to film or photograph her, which did come across as, I guess, a little odd for the former head of the National Broadcaster. But this was just the start of a fiery few moments for the Senate inquiry.
The inquiry is looking into allegations of political interference in the ABC, but as you said, it's turned into a bit of a fight between the former MD, Michelle Guthrie, and the former chair, Justin Milne.
It has very much turned into a case, as you said, of he said, she said, Justin Milne's version of events versus Michelle Guthrie's. Michelle Guthrie finished on the stand a short time ago. She was scathing about Justin Milne's performance as the ABC chair. She says the only reason she was sacked is because she raised concerns about Mr. Milne, specifically over what she describes as his inappropriate touching and political interference in editorial matters. That was the big headlines a few months ago, the allegations of trying to get management to sack senior journalists Emma Alberici and Andrew Probyn.
It is apparent that the trigger for my termination was that I made complaints prior to the termination about Mr. Milne's conduct towards me, including his attempts at editorial interference. As I set out in my written submission, I observed Mr. Milne's perception of his role as chair as being a conduit to government. I certainly felt that Mr. Milne amplified rather than resisted any actual or perceived concerns of the government when he dealt with me, particularly from April through to September 2018.
The former ABC chair, managing director Michelle Guthrie there. And Angus, Michelle Guthrie hasn't gone quietly. She received quite a large termination payout, as much as $800,000. She's also suing the ABC. Did she give any insight as to the impact the sacking has had on her?
Yes, there was a marked difference between the two. We heard from Justin Milne earlier, and Michelle Guthrie has gone into detail about the personal and professional toll her dismissal has taken. She gave an account of what happened.
I remain devastated by the termination of my appointment as managing director. My term as managing director was fixed for a period of 5 years, concluding on 4 July 2021. My intention at the time of my appointment and at present is to serve my 5-year term and discharge my responsibilities under the ABC Act.
And the former, that was Michelle Guthrie there, the former chair Justin Milne appeared earlier in the day. What did he have to say?
He spoke a lot more about process of the ABC than the emotional toll. He says emails that he sent to Michelle Guthrie about Emma Alberici, where he said to get rid of her, they were an opinion and not an order. And he says he certainly wasn't influenced by the government to try and remove a few senior journalists. He engaged in a pretty big back and forth with Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young over an email in which he said they friggin' hate her, referring to the government's opinion of Emma Alberici.
What gave you the impression that they friggin' hate her?
What I'm trying to say there, and when you pull that out of context, it looks, I admit, it's a very intemperate email, I admit that. But I want to tell you that this...
I really want an answer to this question. What gave you the impression that they hated, they being the government, friggin' hate her?
My impression is that the people of Australia need the ABC to be trustworthy.
What gave you the impression that the government freaking hates her?
The zeitgeist, reading the newspaper, hearing what the Prime Minister says on the floor of Parliament, Senator.
That was the former ABC Chairman Justin Milne, and before him, our reporter Angus Randall.